Okay, so we have a lot to do today, right? Yeah. So the question is, the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by Mukta Machmas Mias. Yeah. Now, I sent you to the Gemara in Beitza to try to help, but I might have inadvertently confused some of you, I see. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So how do you... So what's the machlokas? The Gemara says... Okay, so Rashi is the mukta machmas miyusu, right? Mukta machmas miyusu, and what? And Rabbi Meir says kol aneiros metatlan chutz min aneir sheidliku bo b'osa Shabbos. So why? So Rashi says. The Afagav Shekova, Afagav Shekova, Osir. Yeah. The Islay, the Rebbe Meir, Muksa Machmas Isser. Okay, so that's why if it was burning on that Shabbos, it's Osir. But why if it was not burning on that Shabbos, is it Mutter? Velay Slay, Muksa Machmas Mias. He doesn't have Muksa Machmas Mias. So, I mean, the whole sugi with mukta is very difficult. I mean, it just sounds like there's a menu, you know, and you have, I'll take a machmas iser, and I have a machmas iser, and I don't have a machmas iser. You know, he has it, and he doesn't have it. I mean, everybody's just, like, free to have and not have things. I mean, like, what is the machlokas in? What's the underlying principle? And, I mean, is there also a hierarchy? You know, if you hold from one, do you have to hold from another? Or is everything just open for your choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so Rashi just says, what's the machlokas? He has muksa machmas mias, and he doesn't have muksa machmas mias. But what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? All right. So how do we approach this? How should we approach this? So I mean, we should approach it with let's order in our minds what we think that we know to be true as a basis of going forward. Okay. So everybody's going to agree that what will make it mukta. Well, what will make it not muksa? It's a question of whether the thing is mukhan. Right? Whether the thing is mukhan. And they both hold from what? Muksa machmas iser. That they both do hold from. So they both agree that when Shabbos starts, it has to be in a state of actually usable. Right? Goes by when Shabbos starts. We're going to say migu diskatzoy leben hashmashos diskatzoy lekol yoma. So if it's so, it means say not like Rabbi Shimon. It means say you have to look at the functionality of the kli. And you need this man of the leben hashmashos is going to be koveya. Yeah. By the way, just as an aside, when we say migu diskatzoy leben hashmashos diskatzoy lekol yoma, what precisely does that mean? How much of Banish Mashus does it have to be? Does it mean the whole Banish Mashus it was Asr? Or any part of Banish Mashus it was Asr? In other words, the candle went out in the middle of Banish Mashus. Would you say it's Migu Diskatsoil Banish Mashus, Diskatsoil Kol Yoma? Or no? Or the other case is like if you have a busus. If you left something on the table, you left ma'os on the table. So the Gemara says, if it was there for Bein HaShemashos, then it's muktzah the whole Shabbos, because it's a busus for the whole Shabbos. Does it mean it was there the whole Bein HaShemashos, or any part of Bein HaShemashos?
Shouldn't it just be any part? Because Bein HaShemashos, you don't know if it's part of Yom HaShabbos or the previous day. So you're not sure when the Yom started.
So surprisingly, nobody really takes up this question. Until the Prima Gadim. I mean, we saw it in the Tshuva. from what's his name, huh?
He said the whole thing.
He said, I mean, it's really interesting to see how you have to check things up. He said in the tshuva, Shlomo Zalman, about the refrigerator, that it's basically Dabar Pashut, that it has to be the whole Shabbos. Right. I mean, Obeish Mashas. And he quoted the Prima Gadim. Hmm? And he quoted... He doesn't say why. And he says it's... and he quotes the Prima Gadim. But if you look at the Prima Gadim leaves off with a slight doubt. He himself leaves off with a slight doubt. And he says, Bezos Hashem, he'll figure this out one day. But it never got back to it, apparently. And the only other source he has is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They're the only two people that I could find that really tackled the question head on.
Rishon
no, not that I can tell. Except ambiguous statements. Perplexing statements. Okay? Like two Rashis that yeah, you're free to make sense out of. Rashi on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? It says, see the Rashi, Om Rabbi Yavo, Ba'odon Olav Kol Ben Hashmashos. So that sounds pretty clear. That's talking about the chickens, the little chicks. If the chicks are on the on the basket, so the Gemara says it'll be a basis, because the chicks are a muktzah. But only if they're on there for the whole Ben Hashmashos, right? Kol Ben Hashmashos. So if the chicks are on there for the entire Ben Hashmashos, then what? Then it will be muktzah. So that Rash, that Gemara sounds like it means the whole Ben Hashmashos. Correct? But look at Rashi. Aval nosnu sham mishech hashecha. But if you put the chicks on there, when? When is mishech hashecha?
After
Ben Hashmashos, right? Mutter litlo. But why didn't he say if they went on in the middle of Ben Hashmashos? It should be mutter. It's very confusing to think about. I get confused myself. That's not a raya, but right. The implication is, if you're going to say it's only muktzah, if it's on it, the whole Ben Hashmashos, then Rashi should just say, but if they went on in the middle of Ben Hashmashos, it's okay. But he doesn't. He says if they went on after it's dark already, it's okay. Which implies if they were on at any part in Ben Hashmashos, it would be okay. It would be bad. And Rashi does the same thing on Mem Dalet Amud Beis.
Mishech Hashecha always refers to past Ben Hashmashos?
Could be. I mean, I don't know. Mistavra does. I mean, Mistama does. Mishech Hashecha means after the Ben Hashmashos. Right? Now, because the Gemara is saying it's only if it's there called Ben Hashmashos. And Rashi says, but if it was there, Mishech Hashecha.
Doesn't the first Rashi make you have to learn it that way? Like, the second one has a little bit of interpretation.
No, the first statement was the Gemara statement. Kol Ben Hashmashos. And Rashi on that statement says it's usur, it's only muktzah if it was there, Kol Ben Hashmashos. But if you put it there, Mishech Hashecha, which plainly means after Ben Hashmashos, it's okay. So Kol Ben Hashmashos, then you'd have to interpret to mean any part of Ben Hashmashos. Mm-hmm. Not for the entirety of Ben Hashmashos, but for any part of Ben Hashmashos. Not just the beginning, not just the end, any part.
Right? So they both have like equal room for interpretation. The other way.
And then Rashi and Mem Dalet Amud Beis also says, this is the opposite. The Gemara says that if the money is on the bed during Ben Hashmashos, then the bed is the basis, right? So the Gemara says it's mutter v'hu shelo hayu aleha Ben Hashmashos. It's mutter if it wasn't on during Ben Hashmashos. Okay, so again, Rashi says, "V'hu shelo hayu." Right, "V'hu shenistalku mi ba'od yom." The money was removed when mi ba'od yom. Now that definitely means before Ben Hashmashos. There's no doubt about that. Right. But why didn't Rashi say even if it was removed in the middle of Ben Hashmashos, it wouldn't have been there the whole Ben Hashmashos? No, because that's all the cases. That's the case. You can knock it off. Because all the cases, because that's what the Gemara is saying. Even though the money is not on it now, it's usher to move as long as it wasn't on it during Banish Marsha. So the case itself implies there was a way to, you got to it somehow. And then Rashi says, "V'shelo hayu aleha kol beinash mashos." Rashi himself is like contradictory. He says, "You took it off before beinash mashos, in order that it's not on there for the whole beinash mashos. But you don't have to take it off before beinash mashos in order for it to not be on there the whole beinash mashos. You have to take it off in the middle of beinash mashos." It's perplexing. "Aval hayu aleha kol beinash mashos iskatzi l'kuliyom." I don't know. How do you? So anyway, so this morning I found on the Bar Ilan they have Rav Moshe in the last tshuva, in the last chelik of the Aruch Chaim, you know, the one that's a little different than all the rest, the one that was published after his. There it says that they just asked him, what part of Banish Marshes says any part, a one liner, any part, doesn't matter if it's the beginning or the end.
Any part makes a muktzah.
Yeah, any part makes a muktzah.
What's
that? No, he just said any part.
What's that other side that it would need to be there the whole Beinash Mashos? I don't understand that. Why would? What idea is it?
We'll get to it. Because like he's saying, it's Safik Darban. You could say it's Safik Darban.
This whole like, you see, Beinash Mashos defines
it. All time or any time. Yeah. But anyway, that's not our issue right the second. But anyway, so let's get back to our question over here. So we'll have to keep that in mind when we go through the Banish Mashos more. But now the question over here is, we're saying it has to be Mukhan for Shabbos. And that they all agree on. And they're working within the Shita, it would seem, that the Kli has to be Mukhan in actuality when Shabbos enters during Banish Mashos. Right? So what's the Machlokas about Moss? What's the Machlokas about Moss? What's the machlokas about Moss? He holds from Mios, he doesn't hold from Mios. So what does it mean he holds from Mios, doesn't hold from Mios? So you might say that Rabbi Meir holds only from Isser. He holds it has to be a reality why you can't move it. It has to be that you really can't move it, not just that you don't want to move it because it's not fine, right? But that's why I wanted to show you the Gemara in Beitza. Says that everybody would agree if you had no use for it, then it's definitely completely muktzah. Because then it's just like, it loses its shame kli. Right? And the Ran goes so far as to say that even if you would choose to use it, it would be a butler dait de etzel kol adam. So you see, there's no question, we can't approach the question as a machlokas about whether we care about mius or not. You understand? It's not a question of whether we go race the reality of a mius or not. It's not that Reb Meir says, "Well, mius is all in your mind, and you can get if you can get over it, there's really nothing wrong with it." And Reb Yehuda is a realist. That's not the case. Everybody agrees that the mius really does destroy the tashmish of the kli. It really does destroy tashmish of the kli. I mean, this kli really only has one tashmish. Its tashmish is for more to become to be a ner another time, right? It's because it's cheres. It's because it's cheres. It really is not usable anymore for anything else. Yeah. So it can't be cleaned. No, cannot be cleaned. I mean, I guess in theory it could be cleaned, but not on Shabbos. That's for sure. The only way to clean cheres is to put it back into the kivshin, right? To return it to its, then it's like a new kli. But you can even cash your cheres like that. So let's set up the facts of the case so we can more clearly see if we can define it. I mean, what's difficult in these sugyas sometimes is like getting what the case is clearly. And then once you get the case clearly, it's not as... It more or less presents itself what they're arguing about. So how would you define the case of Mukta Machmas Mias? What are the qualities? What are the characteristics of the case? Go ahead. BMAC? No? Muktzah Machmas Mias, the case of the Muktzah Machmas Mias is what? How would you describe the case? Does everybody would agree if the kli is new, if it's chadash, and it's perfectly usable for anything, so then it's 100% muchan, right? And if it's not, and if it's burning, so that you can't move it at all, it's definitely muktzah, right? So what is the question of mias?
It's only really for one thing at this point.
And what is that thing?
Burning?
No. If it was only right for burning, then it would definitely be muktzah.
Covering other things.
Right? That's what the Ran. So the Ran says the case of the muktzah machmas mius means that the nair, the bowl, the cheres, is dirty. So you wouldn't use it for any other function other than burning another wick in it. But you could always use it as a kisui for something else. And that the Ran seems to say that is something that you could change your mind about. But anyway, aside for the so what is the machlokas then? So what's the problem? What's the machlokas now? What do you say?
Like if it's
right. So in other words, so the mius is really not the issue. As I told you, it's confusing sometimes in these sugyas that the way it's presented and described is not really what is not really the essential issue. When you say, does Rabbi Meir hold from a muktzah machmas mius or not, it's not a question of whether he holds from mius. The question is there going to be a muktzah because of the mius? So what does that mean? In other words, if you have a kli whose essential function is to hold something, right? That's the essence of a kli, right? It has to have a base kibble. I mean, certainly a kli cheres has to have a base kibble, right? So that's the essence of the kli. And that essential function in terms of Shabbos is removed. Why? Because it could only be used for nair, which you can't use on Shabbos, and any other function it's mos for. So it's going to enter Shabbos with its as a kli, whose essential function is missing. You understand? That's what you need the mos case for. You need it to be mos in order to construct such a case, because normally, if you'd have any other case like that, it would mean that it's broken. So broken is different. Broken is lose the shame kli at all. Loses the shame kli completely. But here, it's an interesting kind of a case in terms of what it is. It really is a kli of with a base kibble, right? It's not redefined as a kisei kedera. It's not like it's only a kisei kedera now. It really does have its essential function of kalim, but that function is not usable for Shabbos because of the because it's mos. You understand? It's not like it's garbage. If it was garbage, then everybody would agree it's muktzah. If you take a kli and you throw it in the garbage, that's muktzah. It's not garbage. It's still in your inventory of kalim because you need it for when you have to light an air. Right? So definitely is part of your framework of kalim. But its essential function of why it has the shame kli is mufkav in terms of Shabbos. But all the same, it still does have a secondary ability of use. Right? That's what creates the question here. The ma'os is really just a way to get to a unique kind of a case over here. Not really arguing about the reality of ma'os. The reality of ma'os everyone agrees with. Question is, when ma'os interacts with the kli in a certain way that it removes its essential characteristic, but because it's not really like a shvirasa kli, it still has a shame kli on it, right? And it has another tashmish. Then you have this question. That's what the Ran says, and the Tosfos says that the shvud is different, because the mius of the shvud removes all the tashmishim of the shvud. So it's like it has no shame kli anymore at all. Well, like there's another case later on in Shabbos. If they use these glass, they used to have certain glass kinds of kalim that they would use for bloodletting. So you wouldn't want to use it for anything else because it's disgusting. And you wouldn't want to use it for a kisei kedera because it's glass. You're afraid it might break. It's delicate and I guess it's expensive. So there also, the Gemara says that everybody would agree it's not a kli at all. So what's hard over here is setting up the facts. Yeah, Johnny. So, if it was, in other words, and it's not like a case of shivrei kalim either. Like if you have, let's say you had shivrei kalim from before Shabbos, right? You guys are shivrei kalim experts. Let's say you had shivrei kalim from before Shabbos, and they were useful from before Shabbos. So I think the halacha is if you didn't throw them out, then they're good kalim. But that's because they are completely redefined now. You understand? Now they're completely redefined as shivrei kalim. Here it's a unique kind of a thing that it never is redefined as a kisei kedera. It always is defined essentially as a functional kli. But that function is removed because of the mius. You understand? That is not part of what the shame. Now, as it leaves you with a shame kli, you have a shame kli, but it only leaves you with a shame kli that only has a function in a very accidental way.
Does it still have a shame kli because it still has this other function, or because it's not?
Right. Now, it's over here. It only has a shame kli because of its secondary use. It only retains the shame kli in terms of Shabbos. It's only muchan as a kli in terms of Shabbos because of its secondary use. Right. But it's not, I'm just saying, it's not a case where you were actually docha b'yadayim like garbage. And it's also not a case where the minor use becomes its primary use, like a broken kli. Remember that? All right, so what's the machlokas then? So what's the machlokas? I mean, it's easy to give a basic definition to the machlokas, which is closely restating the facts, but to get much deeper is difficult. Right? Now, as it comes out, they can say that Rabbi Yehuda has a more stringent requirement of muchan. It has to be muchan in terms of its essential function. For the kli to be muchan, it has to be as the kli, it's muchan. The shame in the kli has to be what's mechan it itself. Here the shame kli is really as a receptacle, and that shame kli has no usage on Shabbos. So from the shame kli itself, it's not muchan. But Rabbi Meir is more makel in terms of muchan. He holds, it doesn't go by what the essential function of this. You don't need it to be muchan from the essential function. It just has to have toras kalim is enough. As long as it's betoras kalim, legabi Shabbos, that's enough. It's hard to get any deeper. It's hard to get any deeper. You can just say it's higher levels of requirements in terms of what makes the kli muchan. As Rabbi Meir would say, when Shabbos enters, it still has the shame of a kli that has some usage. It's not like a kli shalisser. It has a shame of, in terms of its shame kli, it's roy for kisei kedera. But in terms of its particular nature, it's not roy for Shabbos. So is the whole kli excluded because the essence, the essential shame is excluded, Or do you say as long as there is some remnant of a usage, and there's no dechiyah biyadayim, it's mukhan. I can't get any deeper in that right now.
It kind of seems similar to what we're
doing. Now hold on. Now what? Now let's say you hold like Rebbe Meir. Let's say you hold like Rebbe Meir. So what? How do you treat this kli? According to what we're saying, how should you treat the kli? So you should be able to do anything you want with it, right? You should be able to be metatl like any other kli, because it's simply not mukta, right? It's not mukta. And how do we paskin? So the Rif and the Rambam paskin like we paskin like Rebbe Meir. We paskin like Rebbe Shimon. Yeah, take a look at the Rif over here, the last daf in the Rif. I mean, as we go, we have to collect these small facts. The last daf in the Rif. It's one before the last daf. So the Rif says like this. It's on the Mishnah Mechatkenes Adiluan. On 134, he says, "Amar ula halachik Rebbe Yehuda." Right, Vaf Rav sav halachik Rebbe Yehuda. Midikarchi the Zuzi, the Rav also Shmuel Shari. Okay, Vishmuel amar halachik Rebbe Shimon. Vaf Ziri sav halachik Rebbe Shimon. Vaf Rebbe Yochanan sav halachik Rebbe Shimon. The Hilchosa Rebbe Shimon. So that's it. The Rif Paskins. What's the halachah? Hilchosa. Hilchosa is like Rebbe Shimon. Okay. The Karmrinan, Iflaguba, Ravacha, Ravina. Because we saw that Ravacha and Ravina argued about Rabbi Shimon. Chad, Amr, Bekola, Shabbos, Kula, Halachik, Rabbi Shimon, Lababi, Mukta, Machmas, Mius. Umay, Nihu, Ner Yashan. So one said, Ravacha and Ravina. One of them said, we passed like Rabbi Shimon in everything except for the Ner Yashan. Except for Muktzah Machmas Mius. We hold the Rebbe Shimon by everything, except for Muktzah Machmas Mius. Okay? The Chad Amar, the Muktzah Machmas Mius, Nami Elochik Rebbe Shimon. The other one said, we also hold the Rebbe Shimon, even by Muktzah Machmas Mius. Okay? Bar mi Muktzah Machmas Isser. So we all like Rebbe Shimon by everything except for Muksa Machmas Issa. My new near Shadikubu Bos Shabbos. Of a Muksa Machmas Chesrin Kiss, Rebbe Shimon Moda. But Rebbe Shimon himself agrees by Muksa Machmas Chesrin Kiss. See, Machmas Chesrin Kiss is where you basically doche the whole shame kli b'yodayim. Right? You say, this thing is so valuable to me, it has no usage at all. Right? So how do we hold the kai malon the kol hecha de pligi ravacha ravina halacha kedivri hamekel? So who's the mekel? One said we hold like Rebbe Shimon and everything except for machmas mius. The other one said we hold like everything except for machmas issa. So it's just a toss up. So who's more mekel? Chaim, who's more mekel?
I just said Ravina.
Well, it doesn't say who's who.
Isn't that a
rule? No, it says we go by the mekel whenever they're arguing. No, they're arguing within Rebbe Shimon. They're arguing, do we hold like Rebbe Shimon and everything except for Mias, or do we hold like Rebbe Shimon and everything except for Issa? So the answer is that if you said you hold like Rebbe Shimon and everything except for Mias, then you certainly don't hold like him by Issa. In other words, Mias is less than Issa. If you hold Mukta Machmas Mius is Aser, then you definitely hold Mukta Machmas Isser is Aser. Because Isser is a total removal. Mius is just because of a side, is just because of the essential name. So therefore, we hold, like the other one, that only Machmas Isser is Aser.
Where are you getting that from?
From the Ran.
Why don't you say that Isser is just like a lion?
Well, first of all, it has to be that one is more mekel. Otherwise, what's the Rif telling you? Who's the different mekel? Fine, but I, fine. So you agree with me empirically, but you want to know Al Pisar now?
Well, I don't know how you chose that if you say Muktamachmas and Rias, that for sure Muktamachmas Isser is also.
Because it's like Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds from Isser and not Mias. Rabbi Huda holds from both. And I'm saying Al Pisara because Isser is a greater removal. Isser is a total removal.
Not right. In terms of shame of the Kli, not in terms of function of Kli, just in terms of practical tashmish. Maybe you could say the opposite. That Mias is actually a removal in terms of the sense of shame of the Kli. And by Isser, it can actually function in terms of its essential shame, it's just that there happens to be an Isser.
But the Ner could still function, it just can't function on Shabbos. It's because its function is Isser, but you could still use it in the future.
Right? Now, as the Ran lays out a hierarchy, he says, the most Chomer Muktza is Grogus and Smukim, because that's completely not even Roy. It's actually not Roy when Shabbos starts, right? Then below that is Chesser and Kiss, because theoretically it's usable, right? But there's a complete Techiyah B'Yadayim because you're afraid to touch it. And then below that is Isser, that halachically it's inaccessible. And below that is Mius, where it's only because the way you relate to it, you think about it as a receptacle. And through that shame, that shame is unavailable. But it's not really a full dechia at all. So you're saying if you hold from the partial dechia makes the whole cheftza muktza, then certainly if it's completely usher to use. And then you would certainly hold that Chesser and Kiss is Asur, and then you would certainly hold Grogos and Smukim is Asur.
So what's okay?
That's the question.
Objects.
That's the question. That's his question. That's part of his question. The only thing that would be okay would be like Peros to Schora, basically. Where it's not a real Dichib Yadayim. You're not really saying they're not Ochlim or anything like that.
I thought you said there were like 50 different kinds of muktzah. You only mentioned like five.
But what's troubling me now is this: is the Bein Hashmashas question.
We hold
Bein
Hashmashas question. Mias is okay.
Okay, so we hold Mias is okay. That's how the Rif Paskins and that's how the Rambam Paskins, right? And that's how most Rishonim Paskin. I think maybe the Re disagrees. I saw somewhere. I got to look into it again. But so the question is, what's the consequence now if we say there's no muktzah machmas mias? So you should be able to move the old nair as much as you want for whatever reason, even to save it from damage, right? Even from the even if it's in the outside and you want to bring it in so it doesn't get damaged, you should be able to do it for any reason, and that's the way most of the Rishonim seem to hold. If you look in the Mechaber, that's the way he holds. But the Rambam says a strange thing. The Rambam says a strange thing. He says, by the Mukta Machmas Isser, you can only move it Litzarach.
Yet he
Mias, I mean. By the Mukta Machmas Mias, he holds you can only move it Litzarach. So they ask in the Rambam, why? I mean, if you don't hold for Mukta Machmas Mias.
What does Litzarach mean?
And he doesn't say what it means. He doesn't say what Litzarach means. He doesn't really say what Litzarach means. Stavra means, is a Kisikidera? There's a question. That's where Rekiva Eger ends off with the Tzarachi, and if the Ram would hold, you can move it even the Tzarach Makomo. Is that called Tzarach or not?
Well, I mean, the Ram says Tzarach Lahen, so you don't.
I mean, Makomo is Mashmanat.
But
the problem is, how does the Ram get to this? If we paskin that there's no Muktzamach Masmius, so we entered Shabbos basically as the Muchan. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Right, and he calls it muktzah machmas mias. That's also the funny thing. He says things that are muktzah machmas mias. He has that terminology, or close to it. But we don't hold for muktzah machmas mias. And Beitza.
Yeah.
See, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say on that from the Ran and Beitza that the Ram is learning like the Ran and Beitza. That's Rabbi Kiviger's answer. If you see in the whatchamacallit Rambams, the Frankels, they have Rabbi Kiviger on the side. So he wants to say that that the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Shimon, right? But he wants to learn out of that run. where is the run on what daf was that? Test Vavam based on the run in the Dab Erif. That, because that's the case by the Shvud. So he wants to say a funny thing. He wants to, the Ran is saying, it's not clear that the Ran is saying this, but he wants to, the Ran is saying that even Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a Muktzah Machmas Mias, right? But you can change your mind. You can change your mind. And you can be Mafkia, the Isser. You can say, I'm not disgusted by this. Right? And that's like nostalgic the whole Haktzah. The Ran never says that for Rabbi Shimon. He just says that for Rabbi Yehuda. He just says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it entered Shabbos with the Haktzah, right, you can't later change your mind.
Right.
You can't change your mind. Where is it in the Ran? Is that
with a spit?
No. Well, he's talking about our case. Right. He's talking about our case. But he says Rabbi Yehuda holds, but he wants to say that Rabbi Shimon holds you can change your mind. That's what Kiviger is going to say. That by Muktzah Machmas Mius, they're all agreeing really it does enter Shabbos with the Haktzah. And the only question is, can you change your mind and redefine it? And therefore he wants to say that's how the Rambam holds. So you need a tzarach, because without a tzarach, you're not redefining it. You hear? That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. He says, why does the Ram say you need a tzarach? Because the only way to use the Muktzah Machmas Mius is to like do something to show that it doesn't have a Mius to you, which removes the original Haktzah.
And you would really hold that Mius to be a problem.
They really.
He's learning differently than
we define than we define the machlokas. He wants to say the Ram is learning differently than we.
Well, Ram has that. Ram Shimon delays the leg. So came into hashdal chazilei in hakta also shemi erev Shabbos osrasa.
Right. That's what Kiyag wants to mean, Daik. That what's the heter for Rabbi Shimon? Not that there was no haktzah during on erev Shabbos, but that he can change his mind. And that haktzah doesn't create a permanent migu diskatzoy leben hashmashos effect, right?
Does that not jive with the case of the big camp? The big yeah? Is there a confusion?
It's a good question. It does seem to raise a problem with that. And also another problem it raises is the Rambam does hold from Migu Diskatzoy. We do hold from Migu Diskatzoy, the Ben Shmosh Diskatzoy, the Kol Yomim. Because that was the Rambam right before. Right? He said, if it was Muktzah Machmas Isser, and he even has the case of, he even considers money on a bed as Muktzah Machmas Isser. Right? Since it was on the bed for the whole Ben Shmoshos, then you have the problem of Migu. So how can you say that Rambam is learning, how can you say that Rambam is holding for Rishim and Svara, that you can change your mind? Then why can't you change your mind about a lot of things? Right? It's difficult.
Maybe just by Mius.
That's what he wants to say. He wants to say like a special thing by Muktzah Machmas Mius. But it requires an explanation. It requires an explanation.
What's he said?
He wants to say, right, he found this Ran. He says, from this Ran you see that the yesod of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon by Mius is not whether there's a haktzah or not, but whether you can undo the haktzah. And when we hold like Rabbi Shimon, all we're saying is you can undo the haktzah. But how do you undo the haktzah? By actually using it. You have to have like a demonstration that you're mistalek the original haktzah is removed. So that has to be dafka that you're saying I'm using it. But it's difficult. I mean, We do hold you can't change your mind by muktzah. And why isn't it like, and why don't you say for Rabbi Shimon, it would be like the big ka'ara, that a person, when Shabbos entered, did he think he was going to use it or not? It's not like Yoshev and Mitzapeh. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Rabbi Shimon doesn't seem anybody else. Rabbi Shimon holds you can always just change your mind willy nilly. It always has to do. It had to be that you were Yoshev and Mitzapeh ahead of time. So let's think about this. You see, I think the only way you can work out this Ran is still with the underlying facts that we're setting up. That it's not a full haktzah. Right?
So are you saying for the Rambam?
He won't say the Rambam and the Ran learning the same way. But you could say, like, if there was Pashas, you could say, like, for the Rambam like this. That when you say Muktzah Machmas Mius is Mutter, it doesn't mean that the Kli is now defined as an Ik. It doesn't mean that the Ikar HaKli becomes Kisei Kedera. Right? It still has its shame of a regular Kli. And in terms of that shame, it still has an Isser Muktzah. So therefore, it's only Mutter when you're engaging it with its secondary shame. You understand? You have to Dafka use it as the Kisei Kedera, because since by nature it's a base kibul, and that nature is Isser because of Muktzah, so any stam interaction with it is going to be in terms of its nature. So just to move it from here to there for no reason, it would be that you're mishtamesh with the kli of muktzah. You understand? The mius, the muktzah machmas, when you say that we don't hold from muktzah machmas mius, it means to say we don't hold that the essential shame is going to blot out any ability to engage it on a secondary level. But you'd have to only, it doesn't remove the kli in total. It still could exist in two frameworks, essentially as a kli shel isur, but with a secondary identity as kisui. But the secondary identity only comes into existence, or is only expressed when you're using it for it. Any other type of use is always automatically ascribed to the essence of a kli. In other words, you'd have to really, it would be like this, that even though it's muktzah machmas isser, everybody agrees the essence of the kli is a muktzah machmas isser. The only question is, does that make the kli entirely an eino muchan? Or do you say no, it could still exist in a secondary framework as a kisei kedera? But it's still only in a secondary framework. So if you would use it in order to, since it's a secondary existence, you're always automatically engaged with the thing essentially. You'd have to use it litzorach in order to use it as a kisei kedera, in order to engage it as a kisei. Otherwise, memela, I say, I'm being metalta with the kli. Well, what kind of a kli is it? It's a base kibul that's moss. You understand? So I'd have to use it litzorach in order to get to the secondary function. Whereas the other Rishonim are learning that if you say there's no muktzah machmas mius, that means when Shabbos enters, it's defined now by its secondary function. You understand? So therefore, it's essentially a kisei kedera now. You don't need to do anything. But let's think about the Ran. It's intriguing, that Ran. Maybe if we have a good idea, we can do 5 minutes tomorrow before the tshuva.